This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 840. Why can't Gaurav say more in IELTS speaking part two?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
This is an exciting episode. Today, I'll do a mock speaking part two with Three Keys student Gaurav and give him personal advice on how to increase his fluency score and fill that 2 minutes with confidence and ease. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We're doing something exciting today, something that we have not done in a long time. You guys are going to hear a mock speaking part two with a real IELTS student, and then hear my immediate examiner expert feedback. So this is a super cool episode today. And let me introduce our special guest, Gaurav. I hope I said your name right.
Yeah, it is right.
All right, awesome. Well, welcome to IELTS Energy. Let's talk about your IELTS experience. So how many times have you taken the exam?
As far as the exam is concerned, I gave almost 2 times the general, and 2 years ago I gave academic.
Okay, and what were your scores for speaking in those attempts?
It's a 6.5 and both of them.
In both?
Yep.
Okay. Now, here's the next question. Have you finished the speaking module in Three Keys IELTS?
No, I just started.
Okay, so we might discover some strategies you will get to focus on soon. Now, what do you think is holding you back from getting a 7 in speaking?
So mainly it's this part two, speaking part two, because I won't be able to finish 2 minutes. I stuck at 1.5 or maybe 1 minute. That's why.
Interesting. Okay. Have you practiced trying to tell a story in speaking part two, like trying to really give lots of details and provide a lot of context?
That's a problem for me. I won't be able to go. I'm not good with the stories, so I just straightforward it. And so I just say something straightforward, so I just stuck in the minute. I just stop in the minute. I won't be able
to
stay.
Yeah. Okay. I think a lot of students listening have also felt that frustration in speaking part two. Now, when you finish the Three Keys IELTS course and you get the scores you need, what does that mean for you?
It's been really amazing to me, because I am planning to go to the applying for the Canadian immigration. So that for that I need 7.78. So that's gonna be good for me. Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. And you're already in Canada, correct?
Yep, I'm in Canada.
Okay, awesome. So, well, that's good news. You're surrounded by native speakers that you can practice with, right? So I can give you some very specific things and activities to do with your native speaker friends after we do the mock test. So guys, let's get into it. Let's hear Gaurav's answer. So guys, before we started recording, I gave him the topic, which is describe a party you would like to give for a friend or family member. And I had him take notes already, guys, so you don't have to listen to 1 minute of silence, all right? We're going to go straight into it, okay? So on the exam, after you take notes, as the examiner, I would say, can you start speaking now, please? Go ahead, Gaurav.
Yeah. As far as the party which I like to give to my family or friends is concerned, honestly speaking, I never gave any party to my friends. I went to so many parties, but as far as the party I like to give to my friends is concerned, then I would like to give them a party which is a gaming party to my friends. So in this party, Specifically, I will include my all the buddies from my work as well as from my school, because all of them are good at the games, and I would like to play the game with them, especially the PUBG or the Prince of Persia, because we can play multiplayer game over there. And then I would like to do some fun activity on my Xbox One X. The Xbox One X, which I bought almost a year ago, which is one of the fastest device right now in gaming industry. We can play any kind of game on that one. So I would like to play game on that one, and I would like to experience some new stuff. So this is the party I would like to give it to my friends and family member.
Oh, is that it? Is that what you got?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that was almost a minute and a half.
Okay.
All right. Actually, no. Almost, yeah, just about a minute and a half. So, okay.
Well, that's not
now, the, got off. Yeah. Let's think back on this, okay. All right? Looking back, what are some more details you could have talked about? Any ideas?
I don't know exactly. What should I include?
Okay. All right. So, first of all, guys, as far as fluency and coherence goes, you really need to slow down and focus on the question, right? So the question is, a party you would like to give for a friend or family member. That means you need to choose one person and describe. Yeah. So missing that very important part of the question will make the fluency score go down. Okay. Here's the thing, guys. The speaking part two questions are always singular. Okay. Always. It's like describe an object, describe an experience, an event. It's always singular. So that's why our three key strategy is to build a story, right? And Gaurav, when you get into the speaking part two lessons in the course, you're going to learn a lot, all the things you need that will help you build that story. Okay. So don't worry. You're going to get all that information in the course, but let's talk about some really specific ideas here. So the first thing is focus on the card. Right? So that would mean like describe a birthday party you would give for your best friend or something, right? So being more specific, having that person in your mind, a very specific person and kind of celebration, that helps you develop the story, right? Because you have more details, more information to give. So here's another thing. As far as vocabulary goes, I heard you repeat party a whole bunch.
Yep.
Right? Did, yeah.
I repeat so many times.
Yeah. So if we have a very clear picture of a specific thing we're describing, that's going to help us because we have more details to give and we don't keep repeating the general statement party, party, party. You know what I mean? Yep. So instead of saying party, 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 I'm going to say birthday party. And then I will describe like the food we're going to eat in detail, the people I will invite in detail, the games in detail, right? And how do we turn that into a story? What do you think, Gaurav? How can you turn that into a story?
I can include some maybe music part. I don't really know how to make a story, sorry.
Okay, that's okay. That's why we are here, right? So not only can you learn, but all of our listeners can learn as well. So start with learning linking words for a story, time phrases, and you get a list of those in the course. So Gaurav, that's coming up for you. You're going to see that list. So have a list of story linking words, time linking words, because that helps you just organize those ideas, right? So first off, I am going to text invitations to five of my coworkers, especially this crazy guy named Jerry, because he's super fun at parties. He always gets a little bit tipsy and he is great at telling jokes or whatever, right? So we're developing it right away. first, I'm going to invite people, and then you give a detail about a couple of those people, right? Describe them. And then what are you going to do at the party as soon as people arrive or at first, right? In the beginning of the party, we're all going to hang out and I'll serve some appetizers, including sausages and I don't know, whatever you would serve, right? So it's like, here's the strategy. It's like you start with the linking word, tell what you do at that point, give a detail about it, right? Move on to the next thing. After that, subsequently, following this, we are going to delve into some video games. And that might not seem social, like a party game, but for my friends and I, we get super competitive and crazy, especially about the Prince of Persia. And then give a detail about you guys playing games or give a detail about that game.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah.
Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. I hope today's mock test is useful for all of you. If you want to access the complete system of strategies so you will enjoy, love, and succeed on your speaking test, get into Three Keys IELTS. All of my expert examiner advice is waiting for you, and it's guaranteed to increase your IELTS score. So check it out right now, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so yeah, I can see why. Definitely why you haven't yet reached the score you need, right? Because you could not show the fluency until now. So I think that fluency piece, that is the missing piece, right? I mean, you have it. I can hear it. You have the fluency. It's not difficult for you to speak English, you know?
It is not difficult, but the thing is that when I say, when I want to speak for a team 2 minutes, it's really hard for me because I always think, how I'm going to cover this 2 minute.
Okay, for sure. I totally get it. But as I said, in the speaking part two lesson, you're going to get model answers, examples, ideas for how to take notes, what to say, when to say it. But most importantly, guys, all of you listening, whether you're in Three Keys or not, you need to start by having a list of super strong time words because that's what you build your story around. Okay, those are like the map. Not just for you when you're taking notes, but also for the examiner when they're listening to your story. So that accomplishes two things, right? It fulfills the fluency and coherence because you're showing those linking words, you're filling the 2 minutes, and you're providing interesting vocabulary. You're not repeating yourself because you're always moving on to something else. Right? That's another thing linking words do, is they help us move on to more ideas instead of staying stuck and saying party, 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 right?
Yep, it's all.
Yeah. So don't worry, Gaurav, you got this, okay? You're going to practice a lot. You're going to feel a lot more confident. Now, here's the last piece of advice, okay? You need to slow down. All right. That is like a huge thing.
Everyone's saying that.
Yeah, man. But this is a speaking test strategy for a lot of students out there. In fact, I was teaching a personal coach student this morning, also gave him this advice, slow down. So this accomplishes a lot of things. I'll tell you a couple. The thing is, you probably have a lot more vocabulary than what I can hear, because I am missing some of the words. I'm not hearing all of the cool words you're using because you're speaking too fast and they get lost. So there's one thing. Another thing, if we speak more slowly, first of all, it's easier for me to understand you, which is top priority for a high speaking score, but also it gives your brain time to think and organize ideas, right? And that will also help you have more to say. All right?
Yep.
Does that all make sense?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So I'll let you ask another question in case you have one. But guys, I want to tell you right now, if you want to access all of the strategies I'm talking about, the complete system to get you that 7 or higher, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Computer course, paper, general, academic, it's all there. All right, Gaurav, do you have any last question for me regarding your IELTS preparation?
I have the question for this, that question. A friend means I need to just talk about a singular friend or the group of friends?
No, yeah, so that's the thing. Singular, a friend, right? So here's the strategy, Gaurav. When you see the question, right, and you start brainstorming, after when you begin your answer, you need to address that topic immediately and directly. Okay. And then you can go off and create a cool story. So in this case, I would say, to be honest, the first person that came to mind when I was brainstorming this topic was my best friend, Megan. We've been friends since high school. She lives a couple blocks away from me now. And to be frank, she's having kind of a tough time. And I want to treat her to a special evening that will lift her spirits. Right? So I would like directly address that. Who is it? Why am I throwing the party? And then I could go into more context about what we would do, the other friends I would invite, maybe what I'm going to wear, what I'm going to cook, right? Like so many details we could give if, as long as you have a clear picture in your own mind before you start talking. Okay?
Yep. Okay.
All right. Awesome. Okay, guys, I hope this advice for Gaurav today has helped all of you listening. I would love to hear your questions about IELTS. So come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com. Click on the IELTS word, obviously. That's where all of these episodes are. And this is episode 840. Go ahead, leave a comment today, guys, and let me hopefully base a future episode around it. And if you're ready to get access to all of my 14 years of examiner insider knowledge, sign up to be a 3 Keys student, guys, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, Gaurav, thank you for doing this. It was super brave, and I hope you learned.
Okay, thank you so much, Jessica.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.